Monday night in the dorm shir. So on the Beis Amid Beis, we learned and we delved into that neder is Issur Chefza and Shvua is Issur Gavra. That's basically the Gemara's Lashon, and that's what the Ran talks about, and that's what we saw. Basically, we delved into it a little on a more sophisticated level, but the idea that neder is not chal on dover she'ein bo mamish, and shvua is, and the dvar mitzvah. Now, what about nazir? That's a question now that's raised. What is nazir? If you look at what would be a difference, you say, like Tosfos says, what's the difference? So Grada, just to point out, just to have a practical difference to hang on to, Tosfos in Shvuas Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, the Tosfos that we saw, and remember, Neder's Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah, meaning if you say Koinem Sukkah Zu She'eini Nichnas, so you can't go into the Sukkah, because it's Issur Chefza. Shvuah is Shvuah, I won't go into the Sukkah, that's not Chal. You have to go into the Sukkah. You can't make a Shvuah against your obligation. Now, what about Nazir? Let's say that they say, have any Nazir, and it's a question of drinking wine, of Kiddush, of Abdullah, Yain Mitzvah. Tosfos points out in Shvuas Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph that the Gemara in Nazir learns out from a pasuk that it's osur. Yayin lesor yain mitzvah ki yain harishus. The Gemara darshans from a pasuk by Nazir that yain mitzvah is osur. So Yitaka can't make kiddush, Yitaka can't make abdallah, it's osur. Lesor yain mitzvah ki yain harishus. So Tosfos asks in Shvuas, what do you need to psukim for? You know already from neder that it's chal, and it asks the sukkah, it asks the lulav, it asks the tefillin. So this asks the yayin. What do you need a pasuk for? So Tosfos gives one teretz. He gives a second teretz because neder is taka chal on the chayfetz. So that's why it's chal, perhaps. But nazir, you're answering yourself on the yayin. So who said that it's, he doesn't say the word shvua, but he's saying it's more like a shvua. Right? Remember we said that really there's conflicting psukim about whether it's chal to negate a mitzvah or not. The Gemara ends up saying that we use our logic to assign midorim to the pasuk that it is chal, and the mitzvah becomes osur in you, and shvua to the pasuk that it's not chal. We use our logic because of Issur Gavra Issur Chefza. Now, so what about nazir? Nazir has a pasuk that it's osur. So but here is a question: what do you need two pasukim for? So Tosfos, you see, is masupik. You see, do you want to know the difference? The difference is this suffix of Tosfos. Tosfos in his second teret says that the pasuk by nazir is a very big chiddush, because nazir really is like shvua. It's talking about yourself. By nazir, you're talking about yourself. So you have to drink wine. So what do you mean you're not going to drink wine? So that's why you need a pasuk to say it's not chal, even though it's like shvua. That's Tosfos' second teretz. His first teretz is teretz. You need a pasuk, even though you have a pasuk by neder for whatever reason, X, Y, Z. So, if you want to know a difference, so there's a difference right now. Your idea about being chal on a bar mitzvah. Now let's look at the Rosh. You have on the left side of the daf, you have the Rosh.
You can't say by nazir that it's Issur Chefza?
Well, we're going to learn. We're going to learn. It's talked about. It's talked about by Rishonim and by Achronim. This is the Hagdamah. If you look in the Rosh, Nadorim, Divrei Maschol Akfuk Shvua, Tosu Nafshei Min Chefza, Yavet Tichsiv V'Nefesh Kisishova, Shnishbos V'Yasu Dover Zeh. V'Nozir, says the Rosh, Yavet? V'Nozir, David, Yavet? V'Nozir, Apple Pish, V'Nozir, what about Nozir? Everybody wants to know about Nozir. As we said, Nedarim is Issa Chefza, Haramim is Issa Chefza, and it says Shvuas then, which is Issa Gavra. Okay, there's a fourth thing in the Mishnah, Naziris. What's that? Says the Rosh, V'Nazir, Apple Pishin Ne'es. We'll read the Rosh and then we'll see different interpretations of the Rosh. V'Nazir, Apple Pishin Ne'es or B'Yayim, even though he becomes also B'Yayim. Eino Neser Hayayin Olav. Ela begufo toli hanaziris. Sheomer hareini nozir. Umemelo nesar biyayin uvetaglachas uvetuma. So the Rosh says a mouthful, but it's not clear what he's saying. He starts off saying he's nesar biyayin, but eino nesar hayayin olav. In other words, he seems to be saying it's not like a person made a neder that's chal on wine and on grapes and on mason and on his hair. It's not like that. It's not, as he seems to be saying, ein a neser hayayin olav. It's not a neser chefz on the yayin. Ela begufo toli hanaziris, whatever that means. Shoyim harini nozir. Umemela neser biyayin uvetaglachas uvetuma. So let's see what that means. Shalmin adorim, probably the most used achron on Maseches Nedarim.
Would yayin at this point also include like grape juice?
Well, that's yes, it does. It includes even grapes and grape skins and seeds. That's the pasuk by nazir. There's no question what a nazir is usher in. The question is the lomdish physics of it. Is it a chefza? Is it a gavra? Where? How is it chal? So the Shalmin Adorim, here in Adorim has an Arichus on this, on the Rosh. He brings down the Rosh. Let's see, he brings down actually three Shitas. He brings down Ayin B'Tshuvas Marshdam, the Choker Ba'Arichus, if Naziris is like an Issa Chefza or an Issa Gavra. He says it's a neder, the marishdam. That's how the Shalmin Adorim brings him down. It's like a neder. What the Rosh means is he doesn't explicitly say yayin should be aser on me or this should be aser on me. He talks about himself, so it's a shtickle like a shvur. But he's talking about himself. But the bottom line is it's like a neder. That's what he says. The Marit says neder is chalal achefetz. Ein lo shum shaychus al odom anoder. Like, there's no person involved in it. It's that. That chayfetz is also. Shvu is a segavra. But it's you don't change. You don't become a different type of person. You don't become a person who can't eat a kikar. When you say shvu shlo ochal kikar, it doesn't change who the person is. It's an segavra, it's true. But it doesn't talk about the person. It doesn't describe the person. You don't become a different type of person. A segavra means chal, like we said, the gavra is now going to be kept away from this chayfetz. But nazir is already, he becomes kadosh like a kohen. Nazir, he is a different person. He changes. Dumi de kohen, v'nesar b'taglachos v'tuma. So that's the Alpi Divrei Hagoyim Elu. No, they just categorize it. They're saying Nazirus is a category b'fnei atzmo. It's not a neder. It's not a purus a chefza. It's not a purus a gavra. See the Marie. So we'll see the Marie Basin holds it straight as a chefza, except he's answering his avorim. He's answering his guf. This I think is wild. He's answering his peh to drink wine, his hands to touch a mace, and his hair to be cut off. That's how the Marie Basel learns. It's mamash and issa chefza on the gavra. That we never had. Then it's the gavra. It's a chefza on the gavra. The gavra is the chefza. That's how he learns. My peh should be osur. My mouth should be osur. My I think that's wild to say that.
Only Surah Gafas that we have, you know, it's supposed to be a Yidin. Like, you can always say a Yid is a title. So what?
Is a what?
But it's Surah, that's why you can say.
Well, that's why we saw in the Rishonim that that all Surah of the Torah is a Surah Gavra.
Yeah, but I've said it, but now he's saying Nazar is a Surah Gavra because this goof is a Surah. No, it's not this goof.
No, that's a Kedusha. But this is Chal through another. That's Chal through birth. Okay, so you know, like, okay, I'm saying over what the Achronim say.
Why don't you say by Shul also? I won't eat this kikar, so now my mouth is, it's only my mouth.
Because it's not like that. It's not. You didn't say that, and that's not the way it is. What do you mean, why don't
there's
you?
No practical
enough. No. What do you mean? You can't just say it. It has to be true. You say, Shvur Shalom Ochal Kikar Zeh is not the same thing as saying, when you make a neder, Lamashal, the Mishnah has a neder, Kainem Pi L'Diburi. Right? You can say Shvur Shalom Adaber, and you can say Kainem Pi L'Diburi. When you say Kainem Pi L'Diburi, you're taka, just like you say Kainem Kikar Zeh, and Kainem Kisei Zeh, and Kainem Shulchan Zeh, so you could say Kainem Pi. That's not, there's nothing Gavra about that. That's why I made a joke. I said, the Gavra is the Chefza. Gavra means a person, as a person, not as the objects, which are the sum total of his mouth, and his hands, and his feet, and his stomach, and his intestines. And so you put that all together, you have a person's a person. So, they're all looking for, I think the most mustavra thing in the Rosh is that he's like a kohen. He makes himself into a kohen. That is, it doesn't, it's not, it's taken not as a gavra, not as a chefza. I think that's the most logical to me in the Rosh. El begufay tali hanaziris is like saying hareini nazir. Let's say a person would have a koyach to say hareini koyin. So he's saying hareini nazir, hareini nazir. That's what he's doing. It's not as a chefza on the wine. It's certainly not as a chefza on his mouth. I think that's wild. But it's not iser gavra in the sense that he is. It's not like he's saying, I won't drink wine, and I won't be Metama LeMason, and I won't take a haircut. He's saying, Harini Nozir. I think this is the most nostalgia what the Rosh says. Because you always have to look at the Lashon and HaNeder. And the Neder just talks about his new Toar. He has a new title, Harini Nozir. And now, he's also in all these things.
It's sort of like the Rambam says, like, what does it matter? The end result is the same. You can't drink the wine, you can't cut your hair, you can't,
But there's an answer. You mean Tysus Kasha, what's the difference?
Tysus,
okay, but Tysus has a Teretz. The difference is, we'll call it spiritual physics of it, if it's just a Heftza or a Sagabra, if the reason I have to stay Meruchak from the thing lies in the thing, or does it lie in me? Nazir is a completely different world. It's neither. I don't think the Rosh means Nazir is either. The Rosh is saying Nazir is, like, he's a Kayan. It's a new thing. He's making himself into a Kadosh, into a person. What did the Rosh say? Ela begufo toli hanaziris. He's saying, like, I am here by a Nazir. That you don't have by Shvua or by Neder. This is a Shem Toar that the person is saying, I am. I think you look at the words of the neder of the zeros, and you find your answer there. Hareini Nazir.
You come close to neder hektish. You're saying that.
Yeah, I think it's more like neder hektish. Where you're saying Harei Zu Karbon. So you're saying Hareini Nazir. I do think it's like that. Rav Shimon Shkop says something. So the Achronim. There's basically. I just wanted to say over the Achronim. Some Achronim say it's taka and it's a chefz on the wine and on the maize and on this. Some Achronim say it's a chefz on the gavra in his mouth. Nobody says it's like shvua, that it's like he's saying I won't drink wine. They may talk about gavra, but in this sense, like it's like hareini nozer, I'm a nozer, which, as David pointed out, is really more appropriately not Issa Gavra, not Issa Chefza. It's like hektish. It's not even like Nidre Isser, where you talk about it. Is it Issa Gavra, Issa Chefza? It's more like Nidre Hektish. I'm making myself into a Kayan. And the Torah now says, I can't do this, I can't do that. The question is, though, you are over bal yachel when you do those things. But that's no kasha, because if you get hanof, I think whenever there are ramifications to your neder, and you violate the ramifications, in fact, the Rambam holds when you're over bal ta'acher, so you make a neder, you're going to bring a korban. If you don't bring it within 3 regalim. So the Rambam says you're over bal yachel also. It's a chiddush, but the point is that whenever you're over a ramification of your neder, that's called a violation of the neder. It doesn't have to be you violated whatever you did. You said already nazir. The Torah said a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. But now it's called you violated your naziris. If the Torah said, and naziris is something you, that's man-made, and you're over bal yachel devaro, because you were. I don't think it's fair to say that whenever you pogame in your naziris, you're over bal yachel devaro, since you flawed your naziris, and your naziris is something you made on yourself. But maybe, I'm saying the rush, midway hektish, is the best analogy. Shimon Shkop, Mamish Wild, he says, I don't want to say it incorrectly, he doesn't like the idea that you're making yourself a kadosh. Yeah, he doesn't like it. He has reasons. In the upcoming sugyas, he feels it's untenable. He says it's like a nidrei mitzvah. He says it's a kabbalah al atzmo lehisnaheg b'precious min hayayim. Like you're a kabbalah, a good deed. V'chol adinim amurim b'torah l'yanozer. Whatever the Torah listed about a nozer, he's being makabal to do. It's like a kabbalah of dvar mitzvah. Shemakabbalah of v'loshem hazeh, omer Torah shechayim fu, that he's obligated l'kayim mitzvah svosav. I think that's wild, because you know from the Sechas Adorim, there's no real, the makor of nidrei hektish, the makor of a neder l'dvar mitzvah is nidrei hektish, where you say you'll bring a korban. To go say that, according to Rav Shimon Shkov, you can learn it out from Nazir. Nazir is where you're saying, I will do a mitzvah, I will do a good deed. That's how he learns. I think that I'm still sticking with it's a neder of hektish, just like you say about a carbon, a rezu carbon. So you're saying, Hari ani Nazir, and the Torah gives it whatever dinam it gives it. And you're over bal yachel because you violated the ramifications of the nether of the zirut, which is also bal yachel. Yeah.
I never learned nazir, and I don't know. I feel like there's a whole masechta on it, and maybe we don't really understand the mahus of what a nazir is to really understand this sugi. Like, I don't know.
We're learning. You don't have to understand the mahus. We don't have to understand what the mahus of nazir is. Right now, we're concentrating on the kabbalas naziris. And we're learning Masechas Nedarim.
So we know enough to.
You might be able to bring a raya from a Gemara and Nazir, but you might be able to bring a raya from a Gemara and Krisus also. The question is the neder of Nazirus. What does it address? What does it say? Does it say Yayin should be Osir on me? Is it like a neder? Is it a Chetza? Is it like Shvuot and Eser Gavra? But we have a Rosh. I don't see why we don't have to. You know, the Rosh says. The Rosh says it's neither. The Rosh says Ella Begufo Toli Hanaziris. I mean, you can give it whatever interpretation you want, I guess, if it makes sense.
Very weird.
Why?
If you go with the flow, it says Apophisha Nasar Yayin, even though now he's Asar Yayin, which sounds like Gufo.
Yeah. It's not an Issa Chefza, the wine.
Now, the wine's not an Asar on him.
Right.
It's not an Issa Chefza.
Right. But Ella.
Right. The Google told me
that. So, what does that mean? The Kantan Chad, those are the three key words that are obscure.
Sounds like
so, I'm agreeing. No, so I'm saying Gufo means he's like a kite. He made himself into a kite. Ella Begufo Toli Hanaziris means he made himself into a coin. He made himself into a carbon. I think it's the most conservative, that's what the Rosh means. So the Luan brings down Achrayin and the Shalman and Dorim. I think really this is pretty clear that this is what the Rosh means. Shiloh is how it fits in with Tysus and Shavuos. I don't know. I mean, it fits in with the second Teretz. Why? In other words, what's the second Teretz of Tysus? That the reason you need a pasuk by Nazir, because it's taka not a chefza like neder, it's taka more like, he doesn't say like shvua, it's more in the gavra. So you might say it's not chal on a dvar mitzvah. So now we know what that means. It's more in the gavra, meaning the seed was in the gavra, but he made himself into a kohen, he made himself into a new type of kohen, a new type of person. So you might think he can't make himself forbidden to drink wine of Kiddush. He can't. That's what you might think. That's why you need a special pasuk that you can. In other words, Taka, if you had to choose sides in the Asik of is it Chal on Dvar Mitzvah, so it's Taka more like Nedarim. I'm sorry, it's more like Shavuos. Adarav, it's more like Shavuos because he's saying, I am a Nazir. What do you mean you're a Nazir? You're Mechuyev to drink wine Friday night. Okay.
Yeah, going on what Eitan said, based on the Nazirus itself, can a Nazir make a Nazir on wine? Or is that
very good. No, yeah, perfect question. So, according to that Achrayim, that the Shalman Adorim brings down, that it's like he said, wine is also on me, and the answer to your question would be he cannot.
Right.
And according to the way we're understanding the Rosh, then he could.
Then he could.
Yeah, yeah. What?
It would be. Not according to the Rosh, but if you
understand
the other way.
Rosh. Yeah, it would depend how you. That's a perfect, that's a good way to tell. If someone will say Neder's Chal on Aziris, then you know Nozer is either Mamish Yisachetza or more like Yisachetza, not Yisagavra. If you say not, then it's clearly Yisagavra. I'm sorry, clearly Yisachetza. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not sure what to do, Rabbi. So let's. I'm not sure what to do, but we don't have a clear.